Eerily similar situations in Edmonton and in Buffalo. Joe Yurden joins us. He's covering the Eichel camp, if we call it that. Joe, I've watched some of the highlights. No surprise, Eichel, at least from what I've seen, clearly looks like the best prospect at this camp.
Yeah, he's head and shoulders above everybody else here, which, you know, when you've got Sam Reinhardt in the same camp, it's saying a lot. But their two styles of games are pretty different. But, I mean, Eichel, he's the firework out of all this, you know, where, you know, Reinhardt might be the igniter, but, you know, the guy who everybody's going to be paying attention to is Eichel. And he's got the skills. He's got the ability. We're going to see a little bit more of what he's about tonight against some of the other rookies in this camp.
How has Reinhardt looked?
You know, he's been a lot. He's a more mature, a stronger version than what he was last year. Last year, he seemed like he was a little bit, I don't want to say he was overwhelmed, but like having everything and being, you know, basically the first big piece of the rebuild, really just kind of, I think a lot of the pressure and all that stuff just may have caught him off guard a little bit. And, you know, when they sent him back to Kootenay, at, you know, 9 games into last season, you know, the big things they told him to do were work on his skating and get stronger. And he's gotten stronger and he's gotten better at his skating. And here in this camp, he's looked a lot more confident. And I think he knows the opportunity that's in front of him. I mean, he can make this team out of camp, and, you know, the competition's going to be pretty stiff. And I think for him, you know, because he's got AHL options, you know, that I think that makes things a little bit different for him. So, you know, I mean, if he doesn't make the team out right away, I mean, he can send him to Rochester and, you know, keep him there a month, 2 months, a week. I mean, who knows? Have him there for a little bit and become a little bit better. But to me, if you're making me draw the lineup today, I'd say he'd be starting the season at Buffalo.
Yeah, which, you know, it's, and the reason I ask about Reinhardt, because it's kind of a similar situation to Leon Draisaitl in Edmonton, who now did play 40 games before going back to junior, where he should have been anyway. And, you know, bigger body, but, you know, you look at Reinhardt, and is he somebody who Buffalo, now with Eichel, who's clearly a better player, it allows them not to rush him? Because Buffalo, unfortunately, has a history, in the last few years anyway, of bringing in guys to the NHL way quicker than they should have been.
Well, I think with Mikhail Grigorenko, with how badly that ended up turning out, how poorly that was handled, I think that was the example for how to do, you know, how not to do things. They've changed that since then. I think for Reinhardt, it's interesting because the competition at center with the big club, you're looking down the middle. You've got Eichel, you've got Ryan O'Reilly, you've got Demgus Girgensons, you've got David Legwan, you've got Reinhardt, you know, who's a natural center, but. And we asked him first day of camp here, we asked him if he's comfortable playing the wing, and he says he'll play anywhere that they want him to. So, you know, he played the wing in Rochester for the final 3 games of the season last year, played pretty well. And, you know, I think for him, that's, if he's going to be making this club right away, I think that's where his position is going to be, whether it's, you know, second or third line playing next to Girgensons or O'Reilly, or, you know, if it's Eichel, I mean, who knows? I mean, for him, I think that's where his immediate future lies right now, is playing on the wing.
Okay. The blue line of the Sabres, similar in the, I guess, the question marks of the blue line of the Edmonton Oilers, Joe, when you look at the Sabres blue line, is that still going to be their biggest concern heading into the regular season?
Yeah. If they go into the season right now with their defense set up like this, they're going to have some trouble stopping some teams, because, you know, you're looking at your automatic guys are Zach Bogosian, Rasmus Ristolainen, and Josh Georges. And those are your three guys that are squared away. Mark Patrick, you could probably pencil him in as the number four. Outside of that, things get a little scary, because you're looking at Carlo Colaiacovo. You have Mike Weber. You've got, I'm forgetting somebody else here. You know, you're going to have a young guy like Jake McCabe trying to make the team out of camp. So, you know, there are options there, but they're not deep. And, you know, it's a core where if they lose somebody to injury, whether, you know, one of those top three guys to injury, they're in deep trouble. And that's just not a comfortable spot. I don't think Tim Murray wants to be in. I still feel there's a trade coming at some point where they're going to get somebody who can jump into that top six, you know, ideally for them, the top four, but somebody who's going to be a more consistent player and kind of stagger the depth chart down a little bit on both sides. They want a top four left-handed shot type guy, but you know, Dan Bylsma said that he doesn't, you know, left-handed shot, right-handed shot, he'll play him on either side. So, you know, I guess it's a good thing to keep things flexible, but, you know, we'll see what this team looks like once training camp gets started and teams have to get under the cap.
Yeah, and I think that's right now what everybody's waiting for in the NHL, it seems, is to see how those teams with all the cap trouble, what they're going to do. And other teams are patiently waiting to see, hey, maybe we can get a good player who's not an unrestricted free agent for nothing from a team who's going to have to get rid of someone.
Yeah, and it's going to be all that, and it's going to be, you know, guys getting PTOs, you know, and during training camp. You know, maybe guys that you thought might get a 1 or 2 year contract of free agency, you know, they're waiting around all summer for a phone call, and, you know, they're not getting one. So when your camps are about to fire up in September, start seeing some of those things come through. And, you know, maybe we see, you know, a few guys where you're like, how the heck did this guy end up getting a PTO, wind up in camp, steal a job, and, you know, get a 1 year contract for $1 million. But, you know, for Buffalo, that, you know, they get Robin Lehner, that helps out at goalie. Chad Johnson's here, so that's, you know, that it's okay. But defense is where all the problems lie right now.
Jack Eichel, you know, the expectation in Edmonton are going to be pretty high on Connor McDavid. You know, he's surrounded by a lot of other top picks. You know, Taylor Hall has scored, point a game twice so far in his career. Jordan Eberle's had 60 points three times. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, back-to-back 56-point season. So I think he's maybe got a little bit better of young core guys to surround him with. Evander Kane is the obvious one in Buffalo. Is that where you see him playing? I know they've got Ryan O'Reilly, and he's going to play the tougher minutes. But who do you think Eichel's wingers are going to be?
To me, we asked Bylsma about this, about, you know, because he said he's drawn up about, you know, 40 different types of line combos, you know, for trying to figure out what to do. But you look at the way Eichel plays, and you look at the way Kane plays, and they play very similar. They like to carry the puck. They like to keep the puck. They like to shoot the puck. So I don't see Kane being on his side. I could see Kane being with O'Reilly, and that being pretty ideal. But I could see Eichel having a guy who helps bring along another young center in his time with the Islanders, and Matt Molson. To me, Molson makes a ton of sense to put with Eichel, because you can have Molson drive the net, you know, await rebounds, wait passes, you know, help open up other teams' defenses. And, you know, on the right side, I don't know if Tyler Ennis is the guy to go with, or if it's Brian Gianna, or, you know, maybe even a Jamie McGinn type of player, where, you know, you want to kind of balance out the attack. But I think they run into a nice problem to have, in that, you know, guys like Ennis, Kane, and Eichel all play the same type of game. But I think Ennis has done so much adjusting over his career that, you know, maybe he's the guy that fits in best with Eichel and Molson. I think that's the line that probably works out best, maybe to start the season.
Joe, looking in the Eastern Conference, the news today, Max Pacioretty is out for 3 months with a knee injury, which would put him, if they say it's 12 weeks, that puts him back right around the start of the regular season. And who knows if that means he can play in the preseason? Probably not. And we've seen historically when players, you know, if you're not able to train properly, which he probably won't because he's rehabbing his knee for the first, 6 weeks of this at least, and if not the full 12, That's a huge blow to a team that can't score goals as it is, right? And if he's going to be behind the eight ball for the first half of the season, I wonder if this forces Bergeron to maybe go out there and make a move that he doesn't want to do, just to try to enhance his overall scoring, because they can't score in Montreal. Pax Pacioretty.
Yeah, losing a guy like that who's, you know, a 40 goal guy. I mean, out of a lineup that, like you said, they cannot. You know, offensively, something's amiss there with that team. And yeah, you wonder. I do wonder if they're going to have to try to make a move there. But, you know, they've got a couple of young guys they need to figure out what they're going to do with. And it's, you know, Daniel Carr, who led their AHL team in gold. And then you have Sven Andrighetto, where, you know, they showed a lot of promise in Hamilton last year. But, you know, I wonder if maybe this is the time for Alexander Galchenyuk to step up and give him a bit more responsibility. I know that the whole debate about him playing wing or center is still out there, but if you move him to the wing on that line with, you know, with whether it's Plekanec or Darnay or one, you know, whoever that is, you got to see what you're going to get out of Galchenyuk. I think if you give him a little bit more responsibility, maybe he's the guy who steps up and helps out, and that helps buoy things a little bit for the other youngsters that they want to get a look at this year.
Joe, anyone else at this camp pique your interest? Obviously, there's Reinhardt and Eichel. Is there anyone else in that Buffalo system that maybe could surprise and make the team at camp?
Well, there's a couple of wingers who, you know, with how thin the Sabres are at right wing, if they have a monstrous camp, I think they have a possibility of cracking the lineup. And it's Nick Baptiste and Justin Bailey, who both had great seasons last year in junior. And, you know, Baptiste finished the season playing in Erie with McDavid. Bailey ended up in the end of the season with the Sioux. So they're both big-time goal scorers. Obviously, Baptiste, is, you know, he had the abilities before he landed with Erie. But they look pro-sized and they look pro-ready now. And to me, they're guys, if they just blow the doors off, I think the right move for both of them is the start of the AHL. But, you know, hey, if either of them shows, and I think maybe Baptiste is the guy to kind of lean on a little bit more there. If he shows he can bring it and do things well, there's a possibility there. I mean, it's I'll call it a long shot, but the possibility is still there. And you know, another guy who's looked pretty good is Jack Eichel's BU teammate Evan Rodriguez. He's looked like a steady, solid guy. And you know, obviously, when you're playing on a line with a guy that you played with all season, makes you look a lot better in camp. But you know, maybe that's a good comfort thing to have for a guy like Eichel, where, you know, he's going to be, you know, it's his first pro season. Well, if you bring a guy along for the ride that he knows that well, hey, maybe it can work in the NHL level. You know, that kind of stuff has worked out before in the past for, you know, at least in the AHL. And you look at Tampa, but I mean, jumping from college to pros like that would be something else.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see if both of them make it. Joey, appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
You got it, Jason. Thank you.